From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The state of Indiana held its presidential primary on Tuesday, and the results have effectively further thinned the herd of those running for president. Donald Trump is the presumptive Republican nominee after this victory. His two main rivals have suspended their campaigns. Thus far, Donald Trump has 1,047 delegates, still shy of the 1,237 needed to clinch the Republican nomination. The two Democratic candidates still remain in the race, with 1,163 delegates still up for grabs before their Democratic convention begins on July 25th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A Democratic candidate needs 2,383 delegates to win their party's nomination. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won 2,202 delegates and is now focusing on the general election. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won 1,400 delegates and has vowed to stay in the contest until the end. The European Commission met today to announce new proposals to resolve the migrant crisis in Europe. One plan put forward may have some countries paying fines if they don't accept their fair share. It's a proposal Poland's Minister of Foreign Affairs wasn't sure was real.
About this proposal, I'm still wondering if it's a serious proposal, because it sounds like an idea announced during the April Fool's Day.
The recommendations will go to a larger vote in June. Russian artillery units were involved Wednesday in fighting in Syria's divided northern city of Aleppo, with the fiercest ground clashes in a year between rebel groups and the Assad regime forces in the area. This is VOA. The United States and its allies are expecting more offenses like the one Islamic State fighters pulled off on Tuesday in northern Iraq, briefly breaking Kurdish Peshmerga lines and resulting in the death of a U.S. Navy SEAL. U.S. officials have been adamant that Islamic State is as weak as it has been since its fighters first pushed into Iraq in June of 2014, but that optimism is tempered by caution. Defense and intelligence officials have repeatedly warned of the terror group's resilience. Kenyan police say that they have foiled a terrorist plot by a group believed to have links to Islamic State. The group was allegedly planning large-scale attacks intended to kill innocent Kenyans. Suspects include medical experts who police say were planning to launch an attack using the biological agent anthrax. Kenyan police have arrested medical intern Mohammed Abdi Ali and his wife, as well as her friend, for their alleged involvement in an East African terror network. With Britain due to vote next month on whether to leave the European Union, a cross-party group of British lawmakers has warned that negotiations on the exit could take years. The report by the House of Lords EU Committee, part of Britain's parliamentary framework, predicts that leaving the bloc would entail lengthy and difficult negotiations. Stephen Booth of the policy analyst group Open Europe said,
"The analysis suggests that striking a comprehensive trade agreement is going to take anywhere between 4 and 10 years.
The Vote to Leave campaign to quit the European Union has dismissed the findings and says it would be in Europe's interest to strike a quick trade deal because Britain is a big market for goods like French wine and German cars. According to a new study, medical errors are now the third leading cause of death in the United States. Writing in the BMJ, researchers from Johns Hopkins University say more than 250,000 deaths are caused by medical errors every year. This means medical errors have passed respiratory disease as the third most likely cause of death in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention keeps the official statistics about leading causes of death in the United States, but Hopkins researchers say the CDC's way of collecting data fails to classify medical errors separately on death certificates. The researchers say that the CDC's methods, which were adopted in 1949, need to be changed to account for medical mistakes. U.S. President Barack Obama will visit Flint, Michigan today to review federal and state progress in ending the city's contaminated water crisis. The crisis erupted in 2014 when the cash-strapped city government sought to save money by getting water from a local river instead of Detroit's water system. For more news, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.